Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Browns won yesterday, 18-13. Wasn't pretty. Got the job done.
Ooh, my voice cracked. It wasn't pretty.
Got the job done. Browns got the win. I'm happy. I'm not satisfied. I don't think anybody should be satisfied, but I think a lot of people are happy. And I do think... What type of Watson did you think we were going to get yesterday? Did you think we were going to get anything close to the game against Dallas? Because I actually did. I actually had a bad feeling yesterday. I'm going, man, I don't. I said it's got to be better than what he was against Dallas, but I thought he was going to do a lot worse than what he did. I thought we'd see an interception. There was no interception. I know that there was no touchdown pass, but they took care of it a little bit better. I mean, there were a couple of really good plays he made on the run. He had a throw to David Bell on that opening drive on the run that was really good. The one to Jerry Jeudy, which, by the way, two games in, I'm pretty good with the Jerry Jeudy experience so far. I'll say that. Not very thrilled with the Amari Cooper experience right now, which we'll talk about later on. But Jerry Jeudy so far, hey, all right, we'll take it. But when it comes to Watson, there were like two plays. I'm going, those are really good athletic plays. The one with Jeudy, I was nervous, and everybody else got nervous because it was like, man, that might have been picked. That should have been picked. Who knows how they see it? But I think that's, hey, you get the guy. You want him to push the ball down the field. Those are the risks you're going to take. So you get the good with the scary, but it still ended up being good.
Ironically, the play of the game from Deshaun Watson might have just been a five-yard gain. That was an electric, elusive, moving around, frustrating for any of the Jacksonville defenders. And then the end, he just threw the ball. It was a five-yard gain to Jerry Jeudy, which was it was nice to see. Boy, the Jeudy thing, I did want to ask you because, like, he to me has looked like a number two wide receiver, and he's paid like a number two wide receiver.
Yeah.
I think your issue is if he ends up having to be a number one wide receiver next year. I don't consider him that. I think he's kind of proven that's not who he is in this league. But as a number two, yeah, sure. I think that works.
I would say so as well. 216-474-0092. Do you think that Watson's performance, was it acceptable yesterday? Not that you're going to be forced to accept it. Because if I were to say, well, was Watson good? Was Watson good? No.
I thought he was okay.
He wasn't bad. Was it acceptable?
I thought he had a couple great moments, like we just talked about. Obviously, the stats look a little better if Cooper doesn't drop that beautiful. He showed some touch on that throw. I don't know what's going on with Cooper, and you know it's probably something we're going to be talking about all week, to be honest. But Cooper's someone who will address the media, always does. So that will be a prolonged story. But stats are always going to be better if you count the guys don't drop balls. You know that happens around the league overall. I thought he was just okay. I obviously would have liked to see more in the second half and more than one scoring drive, more than one touchdown drive, I should say. I mean, I think especially considering the field position that they had, the dominant way that defense played, I thought we were going to have way more going into the half than we did. So that's why I say there were some ups and downs. I did expect some improvement over week one, considering how bad week one was. So that was a low bar. He better be able to clear that low bar.
216-474-0092. Yeah, I found it to be, in comparison, my bar was not very high. I found it to be an acceptable performance compared to what it was before. And yes, that you did win. And you brought it up. Like, if that pass
torches everything.
On third down, which was not a design pass, which that pass on third down, if that would have been called a fumble, like that, yeah, that probably would have set fire to the entire thought of it because you're supposed to be able to trust your franchise quarterback. But
dude, people overall, would want him benched today. If that happened.
Yes, yes.
People
will want him benched now.
Every call would want him benched today.
Yeah,
so that is important. Like I as much as I said, you know, the Amari Cooper play, that obviously would have padded the stats a little better. They had some other drops where hands were on the ball, and I thought he was way more accurate yesterday. Still, there's something missing down the field. There's something missing in some of the awareness plays, and that one would have been critical. I mean, that would have been, considering that most around the NFL will not see Watson again, you know, here for a while until that Philly game, right? Like, everybody was watching last week when they played Dallas.
Maybe a little Raiders. Yeah, probably not.
At 4 o'clock, I got to see what other games are going
on. Not necessarily going to be the CBS Jim Nantz game, I'm sure, but either way.
Yeah, like the Browns could very well be 4-1. They're going to be a favorite, right? They're going to be favored in the next three games. So they're going to be 4-1, but fans will have only seen the Dallas Cowboy game, and so they're going to remember that one.
Yeah.
Unless he would have turned it over there yesterday. They would have all seen that too, because that would have been one of the defining plays of the weekend had Jacksonville have picked that off and taken it the other way, or if it were ruled a fumble and picked up. People would have said, what is going on with Deshaun Watson? Because his stat line, again, not that great.
216-474-0092. I think before we get to the phones, I have to clarify. Everything is taken in comparison. If I just go by the book, like, I don't want to beat up on Jason. This will be the second time I've referenced Lloyd this morning, and I don't want to do it all morning long because, you know, he's got his own agendas. He's got...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Got his own things, and he's more than welcome to come on. I saw the thing that what he had tweeted about Deshaun Watson's facilitator comment, being a facilitator, and how, you know, so much more is expected of that. If I make a comparison to what the contract is all day, I'm never going to, there's no satisfaction ever. There's going to be no happiness whatsoever. There's going to be no acceptance at all. I have to compare to what it was last year and to a certain degree last week. So, compared to what last week was, where he got in his own way and in turn got in everybody else's way, yes, this was an acceptable performance.
Well, you said last week
they also won.
You already closed the book.
On 2020, Watson?
Yeah.
Done.
You already closed the book. I still am holding out a little bit of hope.
There are times, like any time, if there is an old basketball, I don't know, he's not that old, he just turned 29, but if there's an old basketball, like Jordan every now and then when he was with the Wizards, like every now and then he still has it. Every now and then he can still turn it on. LeBron, he just turns it on anytime he wants still, and he's 40 years old, but times have changed. I think that's what you're going to get with Watson. Like, yesterday, there was the one gain for 5 yards where it's like, okay, there it is. There that is. And the one play that he had where on the run that he's able to hit Jerry Jeudy and then take a hit, absorb it, and then David Bell, I should say, be able to hit David Bell on the run, put him in a position where it's first and goal. I go, that's got a little bit to it. But the consistency of 2020. No, I'm not gonna. I hope that it comes back and we can open that door. I'm just not gonna get my hopes up. No, because if I'm making that comparison, I'm gonna sit here and be a curmudgeon over every single win they get, because they'll probably win next week. You're right. And they'll probably win against the Raiders. You're right. And they'll probably win against Washington. You're right. They're gonna be favored in all these games. What, I'm gonna sit here like a stick in the mud over the next three football games when they're 4-1
and talk about Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, and sit there and talk about the old quarterback? No, I'm not gonna do that. If people want to do it, I'm not going to stop anybody else from doing it, but I'm not going to do it. I make my comparisons based on what I've seen with him in a Browns jersey.
But that's why I say he's acceptable yesterday. You know, it's so early in the season that it seems silly to be projecting, you know, throughout the playoffs and the Super Bowl. But obviously, like, don't we all agree, and even the biggest Deshaun apologist, don't we all agree that Watson has to be so much better for this team to win a Super Bowl or contend for a Super Bowl?
Yes.
But I feel like we all know that, so it's almost pointless to bring it up week in and week out until we get to, like, a certain benchmark, and you can tell me when that is. Obviously, October 13th, that game against Philly. I mean, I know it's the NFL, so it's silly. Browns could easily lose one of the next three. But if you're thinking like college football, it's like, all right, that's they got Western Michigan next. – you know, they've got, you know, an FCS team. And then that's kind of how I'm thinking about it, which is silly. That's not really how the league works.
Yeah, but you got a tough stretch here. I mean, you got Philly, you got you got Baltimore, you got the Bengals and the Ravens, then the Chargers.
And all of a sudden, the Saints on November 17th
after
the bye.
The Saints have a high-flying offense all of a sudden. So, yeah, I guess you take that into consideration.
There's seven straight losable games over the middle of the year after this. That's why they needed to win yesterday. They need to take advantage of this schedule over the next month.
Against those teams, as we sit right now, you'll have to be better than what you were yesterday. Coop in Chagrin Falls.
How we doing, boys?
Hi, Coop. You're next up on the Fan.
Let's get after it. Here we go. Dude, if you call that acceptable yesterday, dude, week one, I was panicked. I'm like, we are starting all the way over next year. Sell Miles. Get rid of everybody. We're going to suck. Yesterday, dude, you saw the flashes of the guy that we traded for, dude. If you remember, midway through the fourth quarter, defense was starting to get a little gassed. Deshaun started to put together that little drive, dude. That second and 20 that he threw to Jerry Jeudy before the one where he escaped for the five-yard gain that Anthony was just talking about.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, this guy, I'm going to call back in October, November-ish, and I'm telling you, dude, this dude is only going to get better. We've got to keep him healthy. And for these morons that want to get rid of Stefanski, what are we talking about, dude? He's the best guy. He brought stability like Marty Schottenheimer did back in the 80s. That was before my time. Let's go, Browns. Super Bowl, Super Browns, baby. Let's go.
Coop, thank you very much for the call. By the way, it was in Chagrin Falls on Friday. Me and Tom Genovese, my photographer, we were invited to a house. I don't know why. I don't know why.
You certainly know why. So. The point there about him improving every week and just got to keep him healthy. I did tell you right before the show, I said, we did a lot of topics over the offseason about how the offense needs to look when it comes to his scrambling, using his feet, design runs. And I think Stefanski's told you, first 2 weeks, we are not taking the safety off. Like, we are going to put him out there, and he is going to take hits. Like, they're not going to put him in a bubble.
It's true.
They're not doing that.
But I do think that with the type of offense that they had, I think that was a Kevin Stefanski offense up and down yesterday. And I think in turn, that naturally helps protect the quarterback. I don't think that he was open to hits the way he was on Sunday against the Cowboys. I don't. 216-474-0092. We can discuss that when we come back. Was Deshaun Watson's performance yesterday acceptable?